So one aspect of deen is halal and haram, but another aspect of deen is ethics, right? And for ethics, you know, what happens, we get so lost in the permissible and non-permissible things that we forget to talk about just normal day-to-day ethics. And the most important thing in ethics and morals is the tone of our voice in our speech. When Allah talks, you know, when Allah talks about in Surah Al-Hujurat, when Allah starts the Surah of Adab off, the first command He has, both ayahs He has, لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي
ولا تقدموا.
After that, لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي, and then He says ولا تجهروا له كجهر بعضكم لبعض
أن تجهروا له ولا تجهروا له بالقول
كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم أنتم لا تشعرون. He says, and both these hukum, these commands are about the way you speak. And Abu Bakr and Umar were the ones who were speaking a little bit loud in front of the Prophet ﷺ. And Allah did not Allah did not just lose this up. Allah took this opportunity for a lesson that, hey, don't speak loud in front of him. Watch the way you speak. Sheikh Sulaiman Mullah says it very beautifully. He says that most of our conflict is not because of disagreements, but most of our conflict is because the tone of our voice when we are speaking. It's not like we both disagree upon something and that's what we're arguing. It's because of the way we're speaking to each other. And Surah Al-Isra and Surah Al-Kahf, this is mentioned over and over again, the tone of the voice. Allah speaks about وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ لَتِهِ أَحْسَنُ, and tell my servants, they should speak in a, and they should say that which is very good. Later on, what happens when the people of Kahf send somebody to get food for them? They say وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ, meaning وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ بِالْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ وَالْفِعْلِ, be gentle, speak nicely. What happens before that? One of the biggest themes of the surah is the Quran, which is the best of all statements.